It is an honour and a pleasure to deliver these opening remarks at the 11th Host City Conference in the inspirational surroundings of Strathclyde University's Technology and Innovation Centre. The lead-up to this week's conference has given me an opportunity to reflect on a year of incredible experiences for our city. It has filled me with both with pride in what this great host city can achieve, alongside optimism for the future of events. But as with any reflection, it does also then raise question about what the future will look like. No matter the challenges we have already overcome to deliver world-class events, I'm absolutely clear that the future will be determined by how we drive forward and react to change. And this ever-moving events landscape requires host cities to play a greater role in shaping the very future of those major events. As the Chief Executive of Glasgow Life, the organisation which leads the development of events policy and strategy on behalf of this city, I have a responsibility to be clear about the role events can play in a diverse and dynamic city like Glasgow. At Glasgow Life, we believe that access to and participation in sport and culture are universal rights, which can have profound, life-changing impacts. Looking ahead, how will host cities respond to ensure equality, diversity, and inclusion are not just fashionable buzzwords, but that we commit to collectively making a genuine effort to drive the change that creates and celebrates access for all? High-profile major events undoubtedly contribute to a city's economy and identity. And over the past two decades, Glasgow has cemented its reputation as the perfect location for international events, demonstrating the economic impact that they have brought alongside increasing awareness of Glasgow as a vibrant and contemporary Scottish city. However, while traditional economic benefits are still key, increasingly, the focus is on creating a worthwhile legacy for the city and its communities. So while we consider how to respond to a constantly changing environment for events, I trust that over the coming days, we will also reflect on how evolving audience attitudes are likely to drive change for host cities. What is important to current and future generations of event audiences, and how will they shape major events? What is the role of a host city in driving and reacting to change? Well, Glasgow has always been at the forefront of event innovation. From the early 80s, Glasgow has viewed major events as strategic tools for resetting the city's identity through placemaking and destination marketing. Especially as one of the world's smaller host cities, Glasgow has a tremendous success nurturing large-scale occasions to create a vibrant and welcoming identity, a place where people want to live, to work, to play, to do business, to visit, and to learn. Glasgow is a pioneer, the architect of its own future. It has led the way in reacting to change, working with partners to redesign several major events, securing its international reputation as a successful host city along the way. Together with other cities and in partnership with sports governing bodies and national agencies, Glasgow has also created completely new major events. In 2018, Berlin and Glasgow successfully co-hosted the inaugural European Championships. And this August, Glasgow was at the centre of the biggest cycling event in the world, when it welcomed the first ever UCI Cycling World Championships to Scotland. Anyone who's here would know the atmosphere was electric. With 500,000 spectators lining the city's streets, it was an exceptional opportunity to showcase Glasgow's passion for sport to a worldwide audience. A record-breaking 80 million people watched the event on television as the world's best cyclists climbed Mount Montrose Street. And we all know that major events can be an immensely powerful way of bringing diverse communities together. They inspire passion, cement identity, and drive engagement around a common interest like few other things. In short, they have the power to change people's lives. And Glasgow has continually emphasised the importance of improving accessibility of the events it hosts in the city. So we worked with UCI to influence change and combine all paracycling events into the main competition programme at this summer's World Cycling Championships. And I was incredibly proud to watch the elite women's race bring 11 days of outstanding competition to a close in Glasgow. At the same time, Glasgow is the first UK city to be awarded UCI Bike City status. And we have been working hard to provide more opportunities for everyone to get on a bike. To support this, the city has invested £3 million in programmes and legacy projects. Over 30 projects have benefited through the Go Cycle Fund, including school children through the Getting Glasgow Girls on Bikes, that's quite hard to say, programme, alongside refugees and asylum seekers living in the city through the Afghan United's Women's Empowerment Project. And these girls and women have spoken at their joy at embracing the power of the bike. But it's not just about sport. Glasgow is also one of the world's leading conference destinations. And today, business tourism contributes significantly to the city's economy. And for the past 17 years, we have held the coveted position of the UK's best convention bureau, hosting more international delegates than any other UK city outside of London. But its success has also grown from those local connections. More than 30 years ago, we were proud to be the first UK city to establish a conference ambassador programme, supporting individuals who wish to encourage their own professional associations, sectors, and groups to meet in Glasgow. This year, over 50% of conferences are linked to the local academic institutions in the city, such as Strathclyde University, and deliver over £60 million for the local economy. In hosting COP26, Glasgow again showed its willingness to drive change. As a green host city, the summit ignited a refreshed approach to delivering sustainable conferences and projects to complement major events happening in the city. Through our People Make Glasgow Greener initiative, we work with businesses to help them deliver on the UN Sustainable Development Goals. And Glasgow's consistent approach to addressing environmental concerns across the range of events that the city hosts has led to our ranking 8th in the world on the Global Destination Sustainability Index. This ranking positions Glasgow as the first city out with Scandinavia and the only UK city to appear in the top 10. And maintaining this will be key when hosting future events. And so Glasgow's decision to bid for or host any major event rests firmly in the city's dedication to ensuring that the people of Glasgow get the opportunity to engage with the event and benefit over the longer term from enhanced opportunities for physical activity, health and well-being, volunteering and wider participation. In March, Glasgow will host the World Athletics Indoor Championships, and our aspiration is to set a new standard for embedding sustainability and social impact into the event, leaving a legacy both locally and globally. Our ambition is to be the first World Athletics Indoor Championships to achieve platinum status within the Athletics for a Better World standard framework. To support this ambition, Glasgow Life has created the position of Social Impact Project Manager, concentrating, for now, on the 2024 World Athletics Indoor Championships. And this is a step change. As we constantly measure the economic impact of events, but have very few measures of their social impact. And so we're working with the local organising committee to ensure social impact is top of the agenda, and that every aspect of the championship is aligned to the city's social impact goals. And by collaborating with local communities, organisations, charities and partners, the goal is to adopt a new sustainable approach and break down traditional or previously unknown barriers to physical activity. But most importantly, the role will continue post-championships, embedding learning and leading the development of a longer-term social impact strategy that maximises the benefits generated from hosting major events. This conference provides an opportunity to pose and discuss some of the tough questions facing our industry. In a time of changing economics and priorities, we must have the courage to challenge the status quo. And the agenda for the next 2 days has the potential to ask some of those challenging questions. Can cities afford to host major events? And if they can, should they, without a demonstrable legacy for their citizens? Are the joint pan-destination bids, like the 2026 FIFA World Cup and the UEFA Euro 28 Championships, the new norm in delivering mega international sporting events? The change from one host country to a multi-country approach is an interesting example of the changing way the events are being staged. And does this signal a shift in what is important to Generation Z and therefore the way that cities allocate their resources as host cities? What does our increasingly digitally engaged world mean for the future of live experiences? And how will environmental values continue to push major events to drive innovation through sustainable initiatives, which in turn push governments on towards net zero targets? How do we ensure tomorrow's major events are not just accessible to those who have money and who have influence? And where is the voice of the Global South in driving change? As we look ahead to 2024 and beyond, there is much to get excited about as we continue to change. So it's been an honour and a privilege to have this opportunity to speak with you this morning and open the 11th Host City Conference. Returning to the question of what the future of events will look like, I trust that during the conference, as we focus on what we need to do to thrive and react to change, we will do so in a spirit of collaboration and set in motion the change that is needed to influence the design of major events so that they are accessible, inclusive, sustainable, and relevant. As an innovative host city with a successful record of leading change, Glasgow will continue to respond to the enlightening, exciting, and inventive ideas emerging from this conference, ensuring that it remains at the forefront of event organisers' go-to host cities. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, Susan. And in the spirit of collaboration, it's now my great pleasure to introduce Paul Bush, OBE, the Director of Events at Visit Scotland, to give his welcome keynote address. Welcome, Paul. Thank you so much.